Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some livestock news and remind everyone of the upcoming Extension programs, like our next Teach and Taste class, April 8th. But first, as warmer weather draws people outdoors, food safety should remain one of the top priorities for anyone firing up the grill this spring. Proper food handling begins with a simple but critical step, washing our hands. When we're getting ready to prepare foods, whether it's in our kitchen or outdoors, wash your hands. It's very simple to do, and it can really prevent a whole lot of problems. Hand washing should happen throughout the cooking process, not just the beginning. Always wash hands after handling raw meat and before touching cooked or ready-to-eat foods. Using separate utensils and plates for raw and cooked items are equally as important to prevent cross-contamination. Cross-contamination can lead to foodborne illness caused by bacteria such as Salmonella and E. coli, to name a few. These pathogens can spread easily from raw meat to other foods or surfaces, including hands and kitchen tools. KSRE recommends thoroughly rinsing fresh fruits and vegetables under running water and scrubbing firm produce like potatoes and carrots. When it comes to drying hands, dispensable paper towels is a safer option. The one and done is better, noting that reusable dish towels can harbor bacteria if used multiple times without washing. A key tool for safe grilling is the food thermometer. We should not rely on touch or color. These are unreliable indicators of doneness. KSE recommends cooking meats to the following internal temperatures: 145 degrees for steaks, chops, and fish, 160 degrees for ground meats, and 165 degrees for poultry. Checking multiple pieces of meat is important because grills often have uneven heat. Food safety extends way beyond cooking temperatures. Hot foods should be kept above 140 degrees, while cold foods should remain below 40 degrees. Remember, keep equipment clean and use separate utensils. Wash your hands, keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot, and use a food thermometer to verify the food is cooked properly. Following these simple steps can prevent a whole lot of food safety problems. In my livestock news, for my ranch operations, calving season is still underway or just wrapping up. We will need to keep a close eye on our young calves and first calf heifers, making sure calves are nursing well and watching for signs of scour and respiratory issues. Tagging, record keeping, and noting any calving difficulties will be valuable information later when making calling or breeding decisions. As pastures begin to green up, grazing management should become the top priority on the list. Native and introduced grasses need time to establish growth before heavy grazing pressure is applied. Turning cattle out too early can weaken plants and reduce the pasture's productivity later in the season. April is also a great time to walk through the pastures and check the fences and watering systems. Winter weather can damage posts, wire, and gates. Fixing these problems now prevents headaches once cattle are turned out. Water sources should be inspected to ensure tanks, pipelines, and ponds are working properly and providing clean, reliable water. In my events calendar, for my wheat farmers out there, our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is set for Friday, May 15th. More details will follow. And our next Teach and Taste class will be Wednesday, April 8th, here at the Extension office. RSVPs are needed, where it's always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.